Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Some years ago, actor Harrison Ford starred in a motion picture entitled Regarding Henry. Ford portrays a man by the name of Henry Turner. Henry is a successful Manhattan lawyer. He is also callous, cruel, adulterous, unethical, and self-absorbed. His toxic personality made life miserable for his wife and daughter. The family is on the verge of collapse. Then something happens. Henry walks into a convenience store just as a robbery is about to take place. Bullets fly. Henry gets shot in the head. The trauma he sustains is severe. He nearly dies. Many months pass. After much rehabilitation, Henry is able to walk and talk and function as before. But his memory of life before the shooting is still unclear. As he works to fit back into his old life, he slowly learns from others what kind of man he had once been. The Henry who exists after the shooting discovers that he wants nothing to do with the Henry who existed before the shooting. He becomes a devoted husband, a caring father, a principled lawyer, a faithful friend. Here's a question. For which man would you rather die to save? The Henry who existed before the shooting, or the Henry who exists after the shooting? Today's Bible verse tells us that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. At a time when hearts of people contained nothing but the bitter bile of sin, at a time when we were all about us and wanted nothing to do with God, at that time God chose to become one of us, to take on himself the punishment of our toxic lives, to die on the cross to wash us clean. That's the kind of love God has for you in Jesus. It doesn't depend on what you do for him. It doesn't depend on what you did for him. God's love for you in Jesus flows from himself. That simple truth makes me want to be like the Henry who exists after the shooting. No doubt, that simple truth makes you want to do the same. Lord Jesus, at a time when I was nothing but sin, you died for me. Now I'm yours by faith alone. Move me by your Spirit to live my life for you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.